Hi, Kevin. We're by phone today because you're snowed in, like many people out there. But this stuff is melting fast, considering it started at about 20 inches, isn't it?
You know, it's going to take a few days. Even today we're in temperatures in the 40s and bright sunshine, so it's starting to do the melting process. Shaded areas, things like that, take a lot longer because they're not getting enough sun. But over the weekend, we're not going to melt it all off or come close to it because we have a reinforcing cold front coming in. That snow is not only may add a little to it in some places in western Virginia, particularly northern Virginia, an inch or two overnight early Saturday, but we're going to have colder weather again for Saturday. It's not going to go in a huge way anywhere fast.
And Kevin, I think you've been looking at some of the totals in many regions. How is this one coming in from the historical perspective?
For some places, particularly in the southwest and western part of Virginia, Roanoke and Blacksburg, for instance, it's the third largest snowstorm on record for both of those places. Roanoke's records go back a little farther, almost more than 100 years, and then Blacksburg's go back about 60 years. But that's a pretty impressive ranking considering things like the 96 storm, which is number one for many places in the state, with 2 to 3 feet common, and of course the 93 superstorm and some other events. For the places that got upwards of 18, 20, even more inches, this is one of the top elite few snowstorms at the top of the heap over the past century.
Looking all the way ahead to next week, I understand it could be near 70 by the time we chat again next Friday?
I think 70 is maybe a stretch goal for the week, but certainly 60s in a good part of Virginia. We have a pretty significant pattern shift going on. The odd thing about that is it's part of the reason the snowstorm happened is we were shifting out of that extreme cold that phase where we just kept having those cold air masses come down. And as we're shifting out of it, some things shift in the atmosphere just right to bring in some moist flow off the Pacific and put the storm path just right where it would come up the coast. And so the ironic thing is that the gradual move to a milder pattern is a big part of why this snowstorm happened. But, toward the middle, latter part of next week, certainly some 60s in Virginia. So probably will hit 70, at least in the central and eastern part of the state. And by then, we will be melting the snow really fast.
All right. Well, thanks, Kevin, for helping us keep track of the latest weather patterns in your Weather Journal column with the Roanoke Times. You can read him on roanoke.com.